This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, TSA workers would have a few more employment rights if a Senate bill gets passed. The administration wants even more money for federal technology. And we learn more details about the Defense Department spending plans. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. A bill designed to give transportation security officers general schedule pay and collective bargaining rights now has a Senate companion. Hawaii Democrat Brian Schatz and Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey introduced the Rights for the TSA Workforce Act. The bill ensures TSOs don't lose pay in the transfer to the general schedule. It also eliminates TSA's authorities to set its own leave and performance management systems. The Senate bill has over two dozen co-sponsors. The House passed a similar version of this bill before, but it's never advanced in the Senate. Federal employee unions say the president's proposed pay raise is a start. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
President Joe Biden recommended a 2.7% pay raise for federal employees next year, but the two largest federal employee unions want to see more. They're urging Congress to pass legislation that calls for a 3.2% raise in 2022. The Biden administration also proposed more hiring at many civilian agencies next year. The 2022 budget request calls on agencies to hire more interns and resolve longstanding challenges with the Pathways program. Nicole DeGrisco, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service has its first fully staffed Board of Governors in a decade. The Senate confirms President Joe Biden's third and final pick, Anton Hajar, former general counsel for the American Postal Workers Union. The Senate in May approved Biden's two other picks, former Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman and the head of the Vote at Home Institute, Amber McReynolds. The board will oversee agency business decisions and the implementation of its 10-year reform plan. The Postal Service is planning to raise the price of a first-class postage stamp by the end of the summer. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has those details.
The Postal Service seeks to raise the price of a stamp to 58 cents. USPS is nearly maxing out the new rate-setting authority it got from its regulator last November, based on a new formula that takes into account declining mail volumes and the agency's requirement to pre-fund retiree health benefits well into the future. USPS is also sending non-voluntary reduction in force notices to some non-union management level employees. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A new playbook from the Treasury Department's Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation aims to build on the success of intelligent and robotics process automation over the last few years. Agency CFOs have been out in front in using RPA tools to take on low-value or manual processes. The playbook contains tools and instructions for agencies to learn how to select a business process to maximize cost savings, to identify areas that present the greatest opportunities for automation and digitization, and to choose the right software for implementation. The Biden administration plans to keep the good times rolling for federal technology and cybersecurity. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
Just a few months after receiving $1 billion for the Technology Modernization Fund, the Biden administration is asking for another $500 million to modernize federal IT. In its fiscal 2022 budget request sent to Congress last week, the White House wants to increase federal technology spending by 2.4% and cybersecurity spending by 14% across all civilian agencies. DHS would receive the largest increase by overall dollar amount, while several small agencies, including GSA, HUD, and USAID, would see the largest increase by overall percentage. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Biden administration's first full budget request gives the IRS $13.2 billion, more than a 10% increase from current levels. The request would grant $2.9 billion to taxpayer services and $5.5 billion to its enforcement division. It also sets aside $305 million for the IRS to continue with its multi-year IT modernization plan. In return for this funding, the agency would have to give the House and Senate Appropriations Committees a quarterly update on IT modernization spending and progress made. The Defense Department plans to ramp up its deployment of a new electronic health record starting in September. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
The department plans to roll out MHS Genesis at 8 large bases next fiscal year, according to budget documents the Pentagon released Friday. They are concentrated in the southeastern U.S. and include Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, Fort Bliss, Fort Gordon, Eglin Air Force Base, and Jacksonville, Florida. Up to now, the Defense Health Agency has been installing the system in sequential waves. Starting next year, officials will deploy Genesis at several bases at once. That's so they can meet the target date to finish the deployment by December 2023. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Senate confirms Michael McCord and Ronald Moultrie for two high-ranking positions in the Pentagon. McCord will serve as the comptroller of the Defense Department, overseeing finances and some business processes. McCord previously served in the same position in the Obama administration. Moultrie will hold the position of Undersecretary for Intelligence and Security. He is the president and founder of Oceana Security Strategies. And DOD is planning on spending $715 billion in 2022. The top line number doesn't change much from this year's budget, but what's inside does. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
The Pentagon's planning on divesting from some of its older aircraft, ships, and other weapons to make more budgetary room for future technologies. DOD hopes the change in investment strategy will help the United States counter China by researching new game-changing capabilities. The 2022 budget puts more than $20 billion in space investments. It also puts more than $10 billion in cyberspace activities. The budget puts an emphasis on addressing the effects of climate change on bases and weapons as well. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. I'm Eric White.